Welcome back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Douglas Alvin Vaughn with you here on the radio program. We're incredibly grateful for our Inside STL 4th anniversary party to Jesse Jane, Todd Wellemeyer, Ryan Franklin, Brendan Ryan, and Colby Erasmus for all being here tonight. We look forward to the Girls Next Door Trivia Contest coming up momentarily. And, of course, the much-anticipated Idiots Roundtable. But now it is time for something that's been discussed for more than a month. It's the IQ Showdown. Charlie Marlowe versus Producer Joe, 20 plus questions. You'll have 30 seconds in between each question to fill out their answer. They have $100 on the table. The Cat, you are right there overseeing the action. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, first, we have a lot of love for Doug Vaughn. He's in the restroom right now, and we started the show without him.
We just got to keep moving.
Producer Joe is very tight. I patted him on the shoulder, and he told me to go blank.
No. I said, I got a fart. And that's
classy. Yeah. The class very continues nice. To roll on. What Here's the way it's going to work.
What about you, Charlie? You a little tight?
Not really.
You're confident.
I'm pretty confident.
You're still confident.
You look locked in.
Not cocky, but confident.
Not cocky, but confident. Here's what we have. We have five standardized IQ test questions. That's what they'll start with. Then we have something like what you would take on your SAT, standard history, science questions. And then we have some pop culture and sports questions. We'll break it up. We'll announce the answer at the end of each question. 30 seconds between each one. I am now handing the test sheet to Producer Joe and handing it to Charlie. Intern Kevin, begin the clock right now. First question, out of the gate. After rearranging the following letters, C-I-W-T-A-I-H, to form a word, is this word a river, city, county, country, or animal? After rearranging the following letters, C-I-W-T-A-I-H, to form a word, is this word a river, city, country, or animal? Producer Joe is scribbling. Charlie is scribbling. The Cat, how's it looking from where you sit?
This seems like it's the SAT, and that's question number two. Spell SAT.
That's question number one. Kevin, how are we looking? Right on. Put down your pencils, bitch! Producer Joe, what is your answer?
Wichita City.
Producer Joe has Wichita City, which is correct. Charlie, what do you have?
I have nothing.
Charlie has nothing. Producer Joe is up 1-0.
Charlie had Zsa Zsa Gabor. She's not even a city.
Producer Joe is up 1-0. Producer Joe, let me see your question number two here.
We have the same tests.
We're all good. Right. After rearranging the following letters, A, D, B, U, E, N, to form a word, is this word a river, city, country, or animal? 30 seconds, intern Kevin. Producer Joe is up 1-0. It's important to start out the gate in the lead. And Producer Joe has done that. I see no one is writing right now, the Cat.
For the record, Joe did fart.
Joe did fart. 10 seconds, intern Kevin announces. 10 seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put him down! Producer Joe, what do you got?
Animal.
Joe says animal. Charlie, you say?
I also said animal.
You are both incorrect. Charlie applauds for his incorrect answer. The correct answer was river, Danube.
Nice.
Producer Joe leads 1-0. Next question. Question number three, the cat. It's a spelling question. How do you properly spell the word accommodate? Intern Kevin. 30 seconds now. Accommodate. It's one of those tricky words. $100 on the line. Producer Joe's studying it. Charlie's guarding his paper as if somebody's going to look over his shoulder and copy. I like that tact. Intern Kevin. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pencils down. Charlie, what do you have for the correct answer on how you spell accommodate?
I have D.
Letter D. Letter D is A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T. That is incorrect. Producer Joe.
I have letter C.
Letter C, Producer Joe, A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T. That is correct. Producer Joe is up 2-0. Charlie, how do you feel about being coming from behind? Usually that's Joe's move.
I'm still confident.
You're still confident. Question number four on the IQ test. Intern Kevin, begin now. How do you spell judgment?
I've never seen Joe this locked in.
He is
Look
locked in. This is like Reggie Miller with Spike Lee on the sidelines.
And from Charlie, I can smell the fear.
Producer Joe with a 2-0 lead. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Producer Joe, what did you have for the spelling of the word judgment?
I have letter A, J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T.
Producer Joe is correct on the spelling of judgment. Charlie, what do you have?
I had B.
Charlie had B. Charlie is down 3-0 to Producer Joe. The cat, what do you think about it? It's a runaway.
Joe is very competitive, and I just knew if he got locked in, he would win this thing. That's not over. Don't get cocky.
Question number five, the final IQ section test.
Wait, look at his posture. He's full of self-doubt.
Charlie, how do you feel? I mean, you're in trouble, brother.
Yeah, we got 25 questions, though, right?
You have around 20-some-odd questions,
okay.
Yes. You're
going
to have to ratchet
still
it up.
Still good.
Question number five. What is the next number in this sequence? 3, 6, 9, 15... Question mark. What is the next number in this sequence? Intern Kevin, we have 20 seconds left. 3, 6, 9, 15. What is the next number in this sequence? There are no multiple choices on this one. 3, 2, 1. Pencils down, Joe. Damn it, pencils down. Charlie, what do you have?
I have 24.
Charlie has 24. Charlie is correct. Charlie is on the board. Producer Joe.
Was mine finally entered, not in or not? Was it down? I had 24 there. But
what's the deal? You had 21 here.
You circled 21. I think it's Charlie's.
No,
the cat you judge is Producer Joe is wrong.
Charlie
picks it up. Joe had 21.
Right.
The score is now 3-1. Charlie trails, but he picks up one. We move on to standardized quests. You'll have 20 seconds to answer these now.
All right.
20 seconds for these.
One at a time, right?
Standardized test answers. Here we go. What is the sixth planet from the sun in our solar system? What is the sixth planet from the sun in our solar system? Charlie is counting on his fingers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pencils down. Producer Joe, you had.
I had Uranus.
You had Uranus. Of course you did. You were wrong.
I also had Uranus.
Both gentlemen had Uranus.
Both
were wrong.
Was it Jupiter?
It is Saturn. Saturn is the correct answer. 3-1 remains the score. Question number two in the standardized section. What year is the Roman numeral M-L-X-X-X-I-V. Intern Kevin.
One more time.
20 please. Seconds.
Read it again, Timmy.
What year is the Roman numeral C-M-L-X-X-X-I-V?
Charlie wrote potato.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Charlie, what do you got?
184.
No, producer Joe.
I got 1534.
You are both incorrect. The correct answer is 984. Producer Joe remains on the lead, 3-1. Question.
Charlie's like the guy on Final Jeopardy that you know has no shot.
Question number three. We're going to skip ahead to one. What will a bowler's total score in the third frame after throwing the following be? Frame one, he rolls a strike. Frame two, he rolls a strike. Frame three, he rolls a 6 on his first ball and a 2 on his second ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Producer Joe.
58.
Producer Joe says 58. Producer Joe is wrong.
52.
Charlie is correct with 52. And it's now a 3-2 score as Charlie is making a comeback. Charlie, how do you feel about mounting the Sunday charge?
Like I said, I'm going to come from behind here.
Colby Rasmus just came up to give some encouragement to Producer Joe. What did Colby Rasmus say to you, Producer Joe?
Told me I need to get my focus back and quit bulling around.
Listen to that young man.
Yeah.
He's going to be the rookie of the year. Question number four in the standardized section. If rolling two dice, what are the odds that they will both come up with a 3 on each die? If rolling two dice, what are the odds that they both come up with a 3 on both die? The cat, are you doing the math in your head?
I am, and it hurts.
The cat says the math hurts. Producer Joe, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Producer Joe, what do you got?
I said 1 in 36.
Producer Joe says 1 in 36. Producer Joe is correct. Charlie, what do you have?
I said 1 of 20.
1 of 20. I have no idea how you counted that. But you were wrong. Producer Joe takes a 4-2 lead. Producer Joe is back. Next question. Get
Colby, give him a high five. Colby, give him a high five.
We're going to get locked in.
Joe doesn't want to be interrupted. He's locked in. There it is. Colby Rasmus and Producer Joe. And Charlie, what do you feel about Colby Rasmus being behind Producer Joe and you being Han Solo here?
That's all right. That's all right.
All right. That's fine. Next question. If you wanted to leave an 18% tip on a bill that was $46.50, what would the amount of the tip be? If you wanted to leave an 18% tip on a bill that was $46.50, what would be the amount of the tip? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pencils down! Charlie, damn it, pencils down! Producer Joe, what do you got?
I just got $9.10.
You are wrong, Charlie.
$7.72.
Both wrong, $8.37. Are you making up numbers?
There's not a lot of time for these.
No, seriously, I'm trying to do the math here, and the best way I could come up with doing it was 10%, double that, and take some off. I mean, 20 seconds just wasn't enough time.
Question number, the final question of the standardized section.
All right.
20 seconds. Get ready on this one. More math. Producer Joe leading 4-2. What is the square of 13 minus the square root of 64 plus 17 cubed?
Why are we asking that one?
What is the square of 13 minus the square root of 64 plus 17 cubed? 4, 3, 2, 1. Producer Joe, are you even trying?
15.
15 is incorrect. You are off by about 5,000 plus. Charlie.
How about 5,020 then?
5,020 was close, but you were wrong.
Hey, Charlie, this isn't Price is Right.
This is not a lot of time for these.
That's kind of the way I felt, too.
4-2 is the score.
Wait, now we see a little bonding between the
competitors. What are they, bonding?
Seriously, do you know what the square root of 13 was? To start out doing your math, or you just went for 17 cubed?
The square of 13 is different than the square root.
Oh, man.
That's 169, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah. I could be wrong.
I sat here.
We got what, 15 left still?
10 seconds for each one of these. These are trivia answers.
All right.
15 questions left, is that right?
Let me give you what I got left here.
I'm plus two, right?
Producer Joe leads it, going into the trivia section, the cat, by a score of...
4-2.
4-2. Charlie, I'm giving you the sheets. You have 10 seconds. These are trivia questions. Everybody will know the answers to these, or at least have an idea. 10 seconds on the clock. Intern Kevin, which country did Germany invade in September 1939, prompting the declaration of war from the British Empire and subsequently beginning World War II? 4, 3, 2, 1. Charlie.
Poland.
Poland. Joe.
France.
Charlie is right. It is 4-3. Next question. Which U.S. president repealed prohibition? Which U.S. president repealed prohibition? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Producer Joe.
I went with Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. Charlie.
I took the Bush Brewery tour twice. I'm pretty sure it's FDR.
Charlie is right. And we are deadlocked at 4. The cat, Colby Rasmus is shocked.
History
because he's talking to Timberfay. The cat, what do you think?
Joe, you had a lead and you gave it up, right?
It's all right. We got plenty of time.
All right.
Producer Joe might be a little razzed right now. Question number 3. Who won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1997? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Producer Joe, what do you got?
Shawshank Redemption.
Joe says Shawshank Redemption.
That was 94. How about Titanic?
Charlie is right. Titanic.
Oh, no.
Charlie has come back on Producer Joe to take a 5-4 lead.
Are we seeing an upset in the making?
Unbelievable. Timberfake is on Charlie's side.
Colby Rasmus is turning his back on.
By the way, Shawshank lost out to Forrest Gump.
Charlie's now giving extra credit information. Producer Joe is turned off by that. Next question. Who was the American League representative in the 1997 World Series in Major League Baseball? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who the fuck are you? Get this asshole out of here. He's yelling answers to Charlie. Are you getting answers from the
hell? No, come on, this question.
Charlie, what do you got?
Come representing on. The greatest state in the union, the Cleveland Indians.
Charlie has Cleveland.
I got the Cleveland Indians as well.
Both were correct. Both were correct. It is now 6-5, Charlie.
What's that?
I'm checking. He wrote it down. I checked.
Charlie leading 6-5. Finally, your state capital question. What is the capital of North Carolina? If somebody yells, so help me God, we slit throats. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Producer Joe.
Raleigh.
Is that on the paper, intern Kevin?
Yes.
Charlie.
Raleigh.
Both had it correct. Charlie leads 7-6. Next question. Who is on the front of a United States $10 bill? $10 bill, who's on it? Charlie's shaking his head, the cat. Producer Joe, what do you got? Put down the pencils and let the little boy go.
I think he misses that one. I got Hamilton.
Producer Joe goes with Hamilton. Producer Joe is correct.
Oh!
Charlie, who do you have?
I went with Madison.
You are wrong, Hamilton, and we are deadlocked.
Who's on the 20? I thought Hamilton was
Jefferson.
On
the 20. Colby Rasmus on board.
He's back on board.
5 questions left to determine the winner, the cat.
Neck and neck. I can't handle the tension.
5 questions left. Next question. What was the first Steven Spielberg flick to gross more than $200 million? 10.
No yelling
9,
out.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Charlie, what do you have?
I went with E.T.
E.T. is incorrect. Mr. Merriweather is furious.
Is it Strange Encounters? Is that what it is?
Strange Encounters is not an actual movie.
I went with E.T. Nah, Close Encounters.
The correct answer is Jaws.
Oh, shit.
Jaws. four questions remaining. Next question. Who is the only man who is both president and vice president of the United States, but never elected to either office? 10, 9, 8. The cat, they are not riding. Producer Joe is riding. Producer Joe is riding. Charlie is not riding. 3, 2, 1. Charlie, what do you have?
I went with LBJ.
LBJ is Charlie's answer. LBJ is incorrect. Producer Joe.
I went with Ford.
Ford is correct. Producer Joe. Producer Joe. We are now 7-6. Is that correct? 7-6?
Yeah, I'm plus one. That's all.
Producer Joe is up 7-6 with three questions remaining. Next question. Name the three. Producer Joe is up 7-6. Producer Joe, 7-6. Name the three colors that make up Germany's flag. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Charlie's shaking his head, the cat. What do you got?
Yellow, brown, and red.
Yellow, brown, and red is incorrect. Producer Joe, what do you have?
I've got gold, white, and black.
Gold, white, and black. I have no idea what that is, but it is not correct. Black, red, and yellow. Producer Joe remains up 7-6.
I win.
Question.
I win.
Second to last question.
I win.
Which Hollywood actress married country singer Keith Urban? 10,
me.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Charlie, do you have it?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman is correct. Charlie is right, but does Producer Joe have it on his sheet?
Ding!
Producer Joe has it on his sheet, and Producer Joe has a one-answer lead. Going into the final question.
It's over, bitch.
Which is...
Oh, he's talking.
Who is the St. Louis sportscaster that is sideways with Mike Lee?
Yes!
5,
Colby, you want to come up here? It's about over.
3, 2, 1. Producer Joe, what do you have?
I got the Dizzle, Rob Dizier.
Producer Joe is correct. Producer Joe has won the IQ Showdown. Producer Joe has won the IQ Showdown. Colby Rasmus is celebrating with Producer Joe. The cat is proud. Our boy's all grown up, and he's all grown up. Charlie, you owe Producer Joe $100. What is your reaction, sir?
He won fair and square. I couldn't spell well, so.
You couldn't spell well. Producer Joe, your reaction to taking this monster
podcast? Wait, look, he's at, that's part of the question. You're going to go back to the very first question of the test is why you lost?
What's that?
You're going to go back to the first question of the test is why you lost?
Because
you
didn't know it was Wichita? Like five answers.
Yeah.
I didn't get any spelling questions.
Why don't you shake his hand?
Show him and say, show some class. They shake hands.
All right.
Great sportsmanship. It's like WrestleMania. And Charlie has the money. Charlie is handing over the $100 to Producer Joe. This is a nice score.
What's up?
This will lead to Producer Joe getting all S-faced tonight. $100 that will probably go in Jesse Jane's G-string. But nonetheless, it's money hard and well-earned. Congratulations, Producer Joe.
I'd like to thank my mother and father for banging back in about January of 1979, creating me. It was a magical day, obviously, and now I kick Charlie's ass.
And he rubs it in. Charlie, anything you want to say to Producer Joe?
Like I said, he won fair and square. What can I say?
You look a little peeved, though.
I am.
Charlie is upset. He is furious. And here comes Timberfake. At least that'll be a nice shoulder to cry on. Congratulations to Producer Joe. He has won the IQ Showdown.
What's that?
Next up here on the ITD Morning After, live from the Pepper Lounge for the Inside STL.com 4th Anniversary Party, it is the Girls Next Door Trivia Competition. All of our girls next door, please come up on stage. $250 on the line as we ask some hard-hitting questions next on the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.